Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about something that I'm finding very, very interesting because I am a huge fan of AI. I think it saves a lot of time. I use it when I can. I think you have to be very careful using it for the right things. Otherwise, it outsources your brain, and you definitely don't want to do that. I also think it gets things very wrong. Very often, and I think that is another area to be concerned about. But another area is that to some extent, instead of us guiding AI, AI can guide us when it comes to many, many things, including branding and marketing. And I just keep wondering if the tail isn't starting to wag the dog. Is AI making creative decisions on behalf of brands? Joining us this morning is Dina Diamond. She's a marketing expert. Dina, welcome. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're well. Are you actually back in South Africa? Because you've been pretty much everywhere.
It's a true story. I have been gallivanting a little bit around the globe. You know, girls got to travel to
yes.
be able to respond to questions. So, you know, you've got to be worldly. You've got to know what's going on.
Right.
So, yes, I have been to various countries over the last few weeks, but I've had the most amazing, amazing time. I think being a swallow is a wonderful career.
yes.
But, so that's awesome. You know, when you do travel,
yes.
you get an amazing view of what is really going on in the world and just different cultures and
mm-hmm.
what people are doing, and it's just fantastic. So,
And nothing absolutely. Replaces that. So that is what we're talking about, because the human experience is still different to a artificial intelligence experience. And my concern often is, and I've written articles on this, that you go to a wedding or a bar mitzvah and you can actually die of boredom, because it's very nice to hear what ChatGPT says about the bride and groom, but nobody cares. And I worry that this is starting to find its way into our marketing. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, no, so absolutely. So listen, so we are at a point with AI where AI is unbelievable, that it's powerful, it saves us so much time, it adds value to businesses, companies are spending billions in terms of investment into AI. The problem right now is that AI isn't perfect. It's still at its infancy, really. And if we have to really think about it, we can't rely on AI. As you mentioned already, it gets a lot wrong often. So, and as we said, it can hallucinate. So AI relies on big data to be predictive, whereas it doesn't understand nuance. It doesn't understand humor. It doesn't understand sarcasm. So where a lot of for example, Meta, right? So Meta is started by Mark Zuckerberg. It owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, Threads. So they have built in a lot of AI tools into their platforms, and a lot of them just automatically trigger on or go on or off. So they actually don't. There are a lot of bugs with that at the moment because it is relatively new. And what it does is, when marketers are using those platforms, they're creating extra arms, extra limbs, extra handlebars on bicycles. So their brands are getting a backlash from tools that are being used supposedly to optimize the advertising, but at the same time actually are creating a negative brand experience and really sort of creating disinformation, or taking a campaign that's made for women and adding men.
So is it about the authenticity in terms of what it's reflecting, or is it about the brand voice?
So it's a bit of both, because, so number one, the brand voice, brand personality is a mammoth. Like, I mean, that's what brands are built. So great brands like Nike, and if you look at ads like Nando's, and its cheeky little sort of sneaky humor that it often comes in, or the Dove beauty campaign.
I think used to, actually. Yeah. I haven't seen a good Nando's. just thinking about it, it's like I'm kind of missing Nando's personality at the moment.
Yeah, I actually would agree with you. I haven't seen anything lately either. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe there hasn't been enough material in South Africa.
Oh, because South Africa.
Maybe Helen Ziller's cornered the market.
The new Nando's, I love that.
Exactly. So AI doesn't get that. So the brand personalities are built on actually almost creating the unexpected, whereas AI is predictive, and where great advertising, great marketing is actually built on new stuff, on innovative stuff that isn't already done. I was actually in Cannes, in Cannes, where the Lions Awards were given out, and that is exactly what they celebrate.
Yes.
I know, how's that for next
year?
That
is so cool.
So that is exactly where brands, super brands and global, like the sort of iconic brands shine in the fact that they are so unique and present an amazing image to the world, which is what AI does not create. So AI takes a lot of time away. So like historically in advertising agencies, I mean, designers would actually design. They would have hand-draw things. They would hand-draw fonts. And then came the computers, and they took away a fortune of time that people actually could design using Photoshop and all these design programs. And now we're at a point where you actually just give the actual product an amount and objective, and the brand and the AI will actually create the ad, but it doesn't necessarily always fit where it should be.
Yeah, I see. Melissa says, she says it's also incredibly generic. It follows the same layout template for copy and creative. A keen eye can pick it up easily. Absolutely. The same as I pick it up in writing in a second. And it just drives me nuts.
And you see it a lot at school, hey? So a lot of, if you get kids who do a speech and they all do the speech on the same topic, often it'll just give you, you'll actually be sitting there listening to exactly the same examples because all the kids have used like sort of chat or Claude or whatever it is these days. And you can actually hear that they've all got the same sources. So we're losing that level of creativity. We're losing that level of depth or that level of thinking. So I do worry for the next generation where they're actually not thinking. So AI needs to be an enabler. It doesn't need to, you can't just have AI by itself. You've got to have the human element plus AI, and that's where the sort of the magic happens. You can't just rely on AI, especially when it gets it so wrong, and especially when you've got mega tools that that brands, and I mean Facebook, all of those platforms, Meta, have platforms that reach billions and billions of consumers. I think their advertising revenue a year is, I think, $200 billion just from their platforms.
Wow.
So it's something that you can't ignore, but also something that you can't completely rely on to get it right all of the time.
Carry on.
No, that's what I'm saying. So like historically, I think the only sort of major faux pas I can think of in the advertising world was that cover of Vanity Fair. You know, when Oprah had like an extra arm, or Reese Witherspoon had an extra leg or something like that. And that was mammoth. That was a huge story in the advertising world.
I suppose it all started with Photoshop where they just took things too far and then moved on to this. I mean, I cringe when when the school secretary discovers ChatGPT images because I mean, you just know that this is going to destroy it. It's going to destroy your WhatsApp groups. There's no question.
No, you'll be done.
And
it's probably because more and more people are actually using it. And it's absolutely, it saves so much time.
No, it's good. It's great.
Personalization.
Yeah.
But you just have to, you can't rely on it 100%. You still need a human intervention, a human element. I mean, even Meta have created for their bigger brands, like a platform where they actually need to go and check the work. It will, I mean, it can create hundreds of images in a time that you could produce one. But you have to check that they are, that they say, and that they make sense, that they're not completely ludicrous, that they haven't added limbs, that they haven't changed.
Absolutely. Well, and the other thing, I'm just rushing you because we are meant to have ended, but I just want to ask you this question. Then there's this whole notion of agentic AI, which is actually going to take control is already taking control of your marketing and pushing material, pushing things out without you being involved really at all. There's obviously an added danger there until that is refined.
Yeah, no, I do worry about that because if you give it completely to AI, then you do run the risk of hallucination, which AI is prone to. You run the risk of lack of creativity and you lose control. So you absolutely need to check what goes out. I mean, if you're a brand that really cares about your space, and even if you've a small business, now you've got that opportunity to get out there to the masses, you have to be checking your stuff. AI is still, I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's still in its infancy. We haven't even begun to see what AI can do.
Yeah,
So I think we just need to always be cautious on what we use AI for.
That is where we leave it. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. Awesome chatting to you. It is 7:32. What is your experience with using AI, let's say, for images?